Title: Creating Evolving Pad Movement with Hand-Drawn Automation Advanced. All right, let's get into some proper drum and bass atmosphere work. In DNB, pads aren't just nice background chords. They're pressure. They're the weather system behind the groove. And when you automate them well, they make the whole track feel like it's moving forward even if the drums are looping and the bass is doing its thing. Today you're building an evolving pad over 4 to 8 bars using hand-drawn automation in Ableton Live. Not random LFO wobble. Intentional movement that locks into the phrase, respects the snare, and stays solid in mono. First, quick setup. So we're working in a Riedel DNB context. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Make a basic scaffold, drums, a sub or bass placeholder, and a pad track. And make sure you're in arrangement view, because automation lives here. If you're stuck in session view, hit tab. Now let's build a pad that can actually move. Create a MIDI track called PAD. Drop in Waveeatable. For oscillator 1, pick something smooth like a sine or a triangle-ish basic shape. Oscillator 2 can be a saw, but keep it low in level. Think supporting harmonics, not super saw anthem. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount conservative. We're going for width and life, not phase chaos. On the filter, go for a 24 dB low pass. Then shape the ab envelope like a pad should feel. A bit of attack, like 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click. A long decay, sustain pulled back a bit so it doesn't sit fully forward, and a nice long release so chords melt into each other. Now build a stock device chain that gives you multiple movement handles. First, EQ8, high pass it somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. In DNB, pads down there are just lying to you. They feel big soloed, but they kill your sub, they blur the kick, and they cloud the snare body. If it's still boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 500. Next, auto filter. This is going to be one of your main automation targets. After that, chorus ensemble for controlled width and shimmer. Then hybrid reverb for space. And finally utility, because utility is your reality check, width control, mono checking, and final sanity. Now, put down a chord bed that fits DNB. Create a 4 or 8 bar MIDI clip. Keep it simple, 2 to 4 chord changes max. You want mood and implication, not a jazz exam. Keep most of the pad notes above C3 so you're not occupying the bass's territory. If you want something dark, a minor key movement like I to V, I to Roman 7 back to I works. Or for a nastier pull, that I to Roman 4 back to I with a flat Roman 2 moment can give you that Phrygian bite. Now here's where the advanced part starts. Automation needs a story. Before you draw anything, decide what your pad is doing over the phrase. For example, bars 1 and 2 are tucked behind the drums, darker and narrower. Bars 3 and 4 open up brighter, wider, slightly more present. Then the last half bar blooms into the next section, and the downbeat resets clean. That concept alone will make your automation sound like arrangement, not like sound design practice. So hit it to show automation lanes. We're starting with the core movement, filter cutoff and resonance. On the pad track, choose auto filter frequency. This is your cutoff. For a 4-bar phrase, you might start bar 1 pretty low, maybe 300 to 800 Hz. Bar 2 rises a little, but with tiny dips on the snare hits. Bar 3 opens further, maybe up into the 1.2 to 3K range depending on how bright your pad is. Bar 4 can have a little pump motion, then a quick dip right before the phrase turns over. Those snare notches are a big deal. This is one of the most DNB automation tricks you can do without even touching sidechain. You're carving a moment of space right where the snare needs to punch. The illusion is that the snare is pushing through the atmosphere, even though it's just your pad getting out of the way for a split second. Now automate resonance. Keep it restrained. Resonance is like hot sauce. A little gives character. Too much and everything is all you taste. Instead of leaving it stack, draw subtle peaks that answer the cutoff. When the cutoff opens, the resonance can lift a touch. When the cutoff closes, let resonance relax. Think call and response, not constant whistling. A workflow tip: use the draw tool, that's B, to sketch fast shapes. Then turn draw off to refine with breakpoints. And as you draw these quick snare dips, zoom in. If your automation line looks like a staircase of tiny segments that can create zipper noise or gritty stepping, simplify the curve. Use fewer points or slightly slow the move so Ableton can interpolate it smoothly. Also, don't be afraid of curvature. Trait ramps can sound like someone turning a knob with zero emotion. Try gentle S-curves, slow start, faster middle, slow end. It reads like breathing, not like a robot. Next, stereo breathing without ruining mono. Pads love width. The NB needs translation, so we're going to automate width in a controlled way. On utility, automate width. For bars 1 to 2, keep it contained maybe 70 to 90%. Bars 3 to 4 can push to 100 to 140. And for a transition moment, you can do a quick push to 150 or even 170, then bring it back. But here's the discipline. Periodically check mono, hit utilities mono, or set width to 0 temporarily. If your pad collapses into nothing, you didn't make it wide, you made it facey. Pull back the width, reduce chorus intensity, or keep the core more mono and put the movement in a top layer later. We'll get to that idea soon. If you'd rather automate chorus ensemble instead of utility, automate amount more than mix. Mix gets washy fast. Amount gives you motion while keeping the dry signal more intact. Now, space automation. This is where pads either sound expensive or they destroy your drums. With hybrid reverb, automate mix, and if you want, very small changes in decay time. In active drum sections, keep reverb subtle like 8 to 15%. In fills or pre-drop moments, ramp it to 20 to 35%. And at the end of a phrase, do a quick spike. Then snap it back on the downbeat. That snap back is important. Pads drifting wet across the whole arrangement is one of the biggest reasons tracks feel far away and weak. You want space as punctuation, not permanent fog. For delay throws, add echo either after the reverb or, even better, on a send return so you can control it cleanly. Try 1/8 or 1/4 timing. If you want jungle swing, try 1/8 dotted. Set feedback around 20 to 45% and filter it. High pass around 300 to 600, low pass around 4 to 8k. Then automate echo dry/wet only at the end of a phrase, like the last quarter bar or last half bar. That space into the next bar move is classic roller arrangement language. Now let's add micro movement so the pad feels alive, but still intentional. Pick one harmonic parameter and animate it slowly by hand. In Wavitable, automating position is perfect for this. Draw a long, non-repeating curve over 8 bars. Avoid symmetrical shapes. If it looks like a looped LFO, it will sound like one. You can also automate subtle saturation intensity. Drop a saturator after your filter and before a reverb. Analog clip mode is a good start. Drive around 1 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then automate drive gently upward into heavier sections, like the last 2 bars before a drop. Here's a great mindset. Make brightness equals intensity consistent. When the filter opens, drive can rise a bit. When the filter closes, drive relaxes. That keeps the evolution feeling like a single connected gesture, not separate random changes. Now, make it DNB tight with sidechain. Even if you do snare notches, sidechain helps the pad sit in a dense mix. Put a compressor on the pad, sidechain it from the kick, and optionally from a drum bus if you want the snare to influence it too. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds so it doesn't completely erase the pad's front edge. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds, depending on groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Advanced move. Automate the sidechain intensity. In breakdowns, ease it off so the pad can breathe. When the full drums come back, increase the ducking so your groove stays aggressive and clean. That's arrangement-aware mixing. Now let's talk about control and not getting lost, because advanced automation can turn into a mess fast. Use bookends. On the first downbeat of your phrase, and on the reset point, force key parameters back to known values, cutoff, width, reverb mix. This stops the slow creeping drift that happens when you keep tweaking and duplicating sections. It also makes your track feel intentional. Build, bloom, reset, and separate groove moves versus drama moves. Keep your rhythmic snare dips mostly on one lane, like cutoff or even an EQ dip. Then keep the cinematic, long arc stuff on different lanes, like width growth and reverb size. If every lane is doing rhythmic motion, it gets busy and your pad starts sounding like a machine struggling. Here's another pro-level workflow trick. Macro map your hero parameters before you draw. Put your synth and effects into an audio effect rack. Map cutoff, resonance, chorus amount, reverb mix, width, maybe saturation drive. Even if you still hand-draw automation, macros keep your ranges sane. You avoid accidental extremes like, why is my width suddenly 200% for 8 bars or why is my cutoff at 18k in the breakdown? If you want to go even deeper, try counter motion automation. This is the push-pull trick. For example, as the filter opens, drop the reverb mix slightly. You get clarity while it's bright. Then as the filter closes, Raise reverb size or mix a touch so it feels distant and moody. This creates motion without adding more layers, and it tends to sound more expensive and everything opens at once. Another advanced mix move. Instead of relying only on sidechain, you can automate spectral holes with EQ8. Put a narrow dip around where your snare needs room. Sometimes that's 180 to 250 for body, sometimes 2 to 4K for bite, depending on your snare. Then automate that dip to deepen only on backbeats. It's like frequency sidechaining, but handcrafted and super intentional. Now, if you want the pad to evolve a lot without destabilizing the entire mix, do this. Make a motion-only top layer. Duplicate the pad. On the duplicate, high pass aggressively, like 600 Hz up to even 2K depending on the sound. Add heavier chorus or phaser movement. Keep it quieter than you think. Then do most of your width and modulation automation on that airy layer. Your core pad stays stable and mix safe. The top layer provides perceived evolution. This is one of those sounds big but still mixes tricks. Once you've got your automation feeling right, consider the classic DNB workflow, resampling. Freeze the pad track, flatten it. Now it's audio. And this is where it gets fun. You can warp, chop, fade, draw volume automation for super clean phrase shaping, add texture like vinyl noise or field recordings, and basically treat it like an atmospheric sample. Printing motion is powerful because you stop endlessly tweaking, and you start composing with it. Before we wrap, let's hit the most common mistakes so you can avoid them. Number 1. Over-automating everything. If you have 10 lanes moving, none of them feel important. Pick 2 to 4 hero parameters. Number 2. Too much low-mid energy, especially 200 to 500 Hz. That's where pads go to fight snares and bass harmonics. EQ is not optional. Number 3. Wide pad plus wide bass equals phase problems. Control width and check mono. Number 4. Reverb always on. That makes drums feel far away and weak. Use throws and moments. Number 5. Perfectly repeating shapes. If it looks like a loop, it'll feel like a loop. Now here's a mini practice exercise you can do immediately. Make an 8-bar pad clip. Only automate 3 lanes. Auto filter cutoff. Utility width. Hybrid reverb mix. This audio version is shortened for playback.